Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. Your brightness, which is radiating all of California now, eh? Or Northern California, or adjacent Sacramento. So with that energy, know that you are different. Drink lots of water. For you are cleansing out those old patterns. For you are cleansing your energy field of that focus which may have taken you an entire lifetime to develop, that you're ready to let go of. You know, those habits, those feelings that you got when you were in the womb, they are a part of your energy now. Until you want to embrace it, depending on what it is, or release it, or integrate it. So understand that you may feel a bit discombobulated right now. Do any of you feel that way, yeah? Yes, like, I don't know where the next step is, so I'm going to put my left foot forward and hope something else follows it, huh? You see, that is the key. A step in any direction is a step in a good direction. As we said earlier, over here in our circle, there's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. Both are F words. Yes? When you have something that doesn't quite feel like what you want it to feel like, what do you do? Change. You're aware of what you can do. You've got tools, yes? And when you have those tools, what you are doing is you are accelerating you. And as you accelerate you, know that your greatest thoughts and your greatest dreams are coming to pass. Your greatest energy is shifting in. We're going to stand on your feet. Is that all right? Yeah, good. Because as our vessel Marilyn says, we would do it anyway. For we are grounding you, dearest Dakota. We are grounding you in you. In the past, sometimes you denied you. Huh? Anyone else understand that? Mm-hmm. You deny who you are. And when you deny who you are, when you are a tiny girl and had the voice of an angel, you can have that voice again. And understand that the voice starts here, not here. And when you have that feeling, that energy expands and the brilliance of you comes forth. And as your seminars fill up, your workshops fill up, and you travel the world over with joy. Yes, I saw Marilyn will have lunch with you at some point in time. You can tell her we said that. She won't remember. Because you see, that energy of you is a power place that expands out. And with that energy of you, you are healing that part of you that somewhere along the line you did not think it was possible. And now you see everything is possible. So trust that and anchor that energy in. Huh? Yes. And dearest divine Sophia, you are the new human. You are the new energy for this time. You are clearly Arcturian. There's the blue planet series all around you. That is where you met our vessel Marilyn many planets ago. Yes. And trust that energy, and as you trust that energy, know that your mission is even bigger than you believe that it is. So breathe into that, dearest. So as you trust that that energy is coming through, celebrate it. Celebrate it with blue and green hair, if you want. And know that that is possible. For you see that sometimes you want to be invisible and sometimes you do not. It's too late. You are not invisible. So don't try that any longer. Trust that energy. Trust your heart and your high heart will speak to your brain to convince it of that it is not okay to be invisible any longer. Ah, you are really the light. Yes. And you know this. And as you are the light, you get the opportunity to bring the youth of our planet into your teaching. Do you know this? The karate taught so many kids. Have to do it again? Ah, yes. And you do that just by being you. Just by acknowledging that energy. So trust that, dearest. And as that energy comes through, you get to see with new eyes. Huh? And when you see with new eyes, the energy of you teaches the doctors about self-healing, self-care. To know that there are other alternatives because you are living proof that you can heal yourself. But they had to leave just one little thing behind so you can teach others about it. You understand what we say? Trust yourself and know that guidance is pure. And you who've come through so fast, so acknowledged, so energetic, so proud and strong, and I can conquer the world. We know those old stories of doubt. They're just floating around here. Breathe. Everything is possible. It may not happen the way you think it is going to happen. So know that your sweetheart is returning in some a different way. Breathe. Trust that energy. Know you are the creator. And dearest Darlene, getting out of your own way, eh? That is an easy one for some. You've got those years of old programs, old stuff, old energy, old... That is all it is. Yes? So don't surround yourself with any longer. We know you will not. You've got a bracelet to help you remember that. Yes, because you see, when you get out of your way, everyone else does too. You pave the way for new avenues and new energies and new thoughts and new vibrations and new connections and new focuses and new drips in your world. Yes? Babaji, who is on our council, says that all bodily fluids are sacred. And they are. Yes, all bodily fluids, just like all family, is sacred. Yes. Trust yourself. You have the answers here. And now we get the opportunity to hold those that we love the most in divine health and joy as we move forward on this path. And we anchor that energy of love. That is the power, yes? For you see, that power of family, we know sometimes we choose family that's not so exciting.
We didn't, though. The vessel Marilyn and you didn't, huh? Her family was very exciting. As is yours. Maybe in a different way. But you are healing from that. And as you are, trust that energy. So when you shift this bracelet, every time you hear yourself say, I don't think I can do this. Know that this elastic is very strong. It will go wherever it needs to go. Understand? It's just a habit. And you are letting it go now. For you see, those old habits, those old energies, those old focuses, those old things that hold us back, they're just stories we have told ourselves for how many years, eh? Not as many years as you think, huh? 3,000, 4,000 years? You really let all that old stuff go. Yes, breathe. We don't know why when we come before people, they stop breathing. You know, breathing is a good thing. You're human. Surprise. Trust your light. Trust yourself. And just activating those parts of you that are honoring yourself. Yes. And that strong George, quiet George, with a firecracker for a spouse. Good choice there, eh? With that energy, know that you are shifting the consciousness of a division of this continent that no one else can. Because what you are doing is being you in a division, in your work, your clerk. So know that that is your task. Breathe into that. It's a big one, eh? Yes. And with that tap, oh, a fresh one. Let's see if we can do this.
Marilyn, this is very impressive.
Because we know how to turn a microphone on and off. She does all the time, but we can too. We may take one for the road, eh? Dearest divine Catherine, you inspire all. You inspire all to just get her done. Yes? As you are. Your body is getting stronger. As your body is getting stronger, know that your muscles are going to start wanting to move just a little bit more. So trust that and allow that to be. You don't have to go dancing down the street, but you can wiggle a little here and there. Because that will be very powerful in your next chapter of your world. New York Times bestseller, huh? Yes. You see, that is a discovery that you made this weekend, that you still wanted. That realization that you are a magnificent storyteller. You are a magnificent energy of clarity to explain something that your brain doesn't think that you can explain. But you can. Record it, and then put it together with your stories. That is what you are doing. I'm a mystic junkie, huh? That is what you are. You hold that energy of divinity and peace within your heart in such a way that others can feel it. Do you know that? truly believe you do know that. It's hard to admit that you have that kind of presence. Breathe into that. But you do. Yes. There may be an energy junkie. And you are a mystic. You've been a mystic for thousands of years. You've been a shaman. You've been a teacher. Now you're a practical mystic. We are thankful for that. Ah, you have the brightest smile in the world, huh? Connecting your heart. That is what has happened for you. That is what your commitment to yourself was, is to connect that heart here and here and here and here and here and even here. To bring that heart center into the planet. To acknowledge the peace. Not as this gentleman has peace. It is explosive peace, firecracker peace, where there's a big whoosh, and then a center, and another whoosh, to help others find that center. That is who you are. Ah, this little teacher. Here we are, healing you, allowing you to heal you too, allowing you to be you, to know that those limiting beliefs that you have thought of are raising out of your body, are raising forth, and they will only come back if you want to bring them back. You can do anything. You know that. So you get to breathe. What is it? You know that you hold your breath because you're afraid you're going to weep. Whatever. It just washes the face. Releases that pressure. So we hold that energy. Each of those joints. Perfect divine love. We'll see you in Lake Wachita. You may just float. How fun will that be, huh? And you who are going to change the world as well. Yes?
Yes.
We are thankful that you said that with such. Didn't she say that with conviction?
Yes.
They will applaud you, yes. Absolutely. Because. You know what you know. You also know what you're willing to learn. And when you know what you know and you know what you don't know, and then you know, and then you really want to know, then you know. Yes? That is who you are. You are the one that asked the question. Find the answer. Always in service. Huh? Always in assistance. Willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Yes. Trust that it's much easier than you think that it is. Breathe. It is much easier. And it is going to get easier. And easier because you've got some new tools for your toolbox. Woohoo. Celebrate that, and as you celebrate, as you honor that, as you experience that, then you get a drip. Because dripping is a part of the human experience. You see, I do not drip. Professor Marilyn is a bit empathic, and she drips sometimes. When she looks into your eyes, and your eyes pop out, and you, whose purpose in life is to smile. To love, to be. Know that there is a song in your heart. There's words that are coming through with wisdom. And as those words come through in wisdom, you get the opportunity to share them with this beautiful sweetheart. And she'll talk. Yes, together. So trust that energy. About. You get to bring peace back to your family. Love back to your family. And with that family, the children of your life will shift the consciousness of young people. Very wise, we see. So honor that and understand. Understand that that vibration you bring to them is what their shift is encompassing. Understand? Ah, dearest divine Marty, who lost the chip from her selenite sort of light. You see, it is a reminder that even though all may not seem to be perfect, still is. And even though the energy of you is searching for that divine perfection of you, it's already there. That divine perfection is within your body in the cells, 26 feet around you, right? It's filling up this room. Huh? Mm-hmm. And in that perfection is your joy. So accept. Hello. Oh, what do I do? Do I take their hands? Do I look into their eyes? Do I just weep? What am I going to do? Huh?
All of it.
All of it. Love that. All of it, huh? You are ready for it all. You're stepping into your presence at this time. You've already started a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago. Stepping into the guide extraordinaire. Guiding to new plateaus, new energies, new experiences that will bring the spirituality of this world into that new level of the heart that has not been seen on this planet before. So understand that. Trust it, huh? Yes. Ah. Know, breathe. Know that your life is wondrous, right as it is. Know that you love to have that sweetheart come in and help cook the meals. Take you someplace to travel. But you know, you're going to be your own sweetheart first. You know that. And as you are your own sweetheart, and you look at those things in your life that you just love about your life. And feel what it feels like to share it. Let it go. And then just get out and about. For your wisdom, you are a healing master. You know this, yes? And as you are healing others, that sweetheart pops in where you least expect to pop in. Pops in a different shape than you are expecting. Mm. So trust that. Understand what we say? Yes. Maybe not tomorrow. But pay attention to what pops in, huh? Maybe there'll be a big pop in the energy and they'll jump out of the cake, huh? Huh? Is that possible?
You have to do something all yourself. That is that small thinking. That is that small energy saying, but Why do I have to do it all? You do not. You get the opportunity to feel what it is that you are choosing. And then just put your left foot forward into it. Is that all right? Ha ha!
Yeah.
Very good. And as you put your left foot forward, what can possibly happen? That gives you the strength to step into you. And as a surprising thing happens, you let go of the belief that somehow there's a problem. And there is not. You let go of the energy that somehow you also have to do it all. You see, that's just that correlation there. You see? You get the opportunity to just say yes to you. You get the opportunity to say yes to you. To say yes to the vessel Marilyn. To say yes to the universe. You get the opportunity to say yes. And know that all those guides and teachers and all those spiritual adventures that you go on interdimensionally, sometimes they can be a distraction for what is right here and right now. Understand what we say? So be aware of that. And know you don't choose to be distracted. Yes. And it is interesting, when you said your intention, you did not say anything about your art.
I know. I wanted to I should have. I'm not. Oops.
No, you shouldn't yourself change your bracelet. Yes, yes, yes. You see, you can't shouldn't yourself. Not at all. So what is it that you do? Would you heal the planet, or do you want to just play with your paints?
I want to do it all.
Okay. You can. You know, you don't have to choose.
I don't, and I won't. I'm just going to do it all.
Exactly. You've already proven to the universe how much you choose to be here. So just say yes to all of it. And enjoy that vibrational energy. And enjoy the beauty that is within that energy in divine love. And as you hold that energy in divine love, you are shifting the planet. You are shifting your world. You have already seen what it is like in the last 2 days when there's this gigantic bubble of love coming up through you. That is who you are. You are just a bubble of love. Breathe into that. You know that all those little details, every time you hear yourself say, I just don't think that's going to work. That doesn't work right. Change that bracelet. That divine man over there is going to keep you honest about it. Okay. Trust that energy. You have a mission. And as you have that mission, the vibration of that energy will come through stronger and stronger. So trust that. There is someone who just smiles all the time. Yes, you and Holland should get together. You've got great smiles. You see, that energy, smiling, we know that there's lots of pain, old stuff, and old stories back there. Okay, whatever, it's not my reality. My reality is to move forward. Be a teacher.
What's my purpose?
Your purpose in life is to find your joy. Whatever that looks like to you. So what brings you the most joy?
See people happy.
What part do you play in that?
The smile.
Now all you have to do is get somebody to pay you for your smile.
And then touch.
Yes. So know that that works.
Do you know that you can make your living at what you love to do? And if smiling is it, there's someone that will pay for it. If touching is it, well, there's lots of people who will pay you for it.
That are legal.
Yes. Yes. Understand that your purpose in this entire life is only to find your joy in the moment. That is your destiny. How you do that is your destiny. Mm. And it is entirely up to you. Don't let any channel tell you, oh, you are here to be a widget maker. You may not even like widgets. Don't let anyone tell you what your purpose is. Your purpose is joy. Mm. And as you find that joy, the world starts creating itself around it. The world starts acknowledging that energy of love that is within you. So you, Ruthie, can be all you choose. What do you choose? It is true. And what do you choose?
Choose the joy.
Yes. How easy is that, huh? And some people think that it's so hard to find that joy. They think they have to make it so complicated, we're going to drip on you if we're not careful. That will not be joyful. Not a fresh one. You know, all that old stuff, that comes through from your body, do you know what you get the opportunity to do with it? When you blow it out, rip it out, squeeze it out, whatever.
It works!
Throw this one away too. You can't throw it away with intention. But take it out of your pocket. Use lots of energy. Or you can just let it go. As you are creating your world and your life, to know that that vibration, breathe. Oh yeah, human body, breathe in, breathe out. So with that vibration, you have a tremendous teacher. You have a tremendous teacher as well. So breathe into that essence of love within you and feel that energy as it comes through. For you see, you are the next evolutionary step for humanity. You are the next vibration for all that is coming in. You are the vibration of humanity. This is your heart. It radiates for 26 feet or more. How big is your aura? Right now it's about the size of Texas. And it's interesting since we're in California, it reaches that far. So with that focus, with that energy, know that your vibrational frequency is the one ones that we came here for. That is why we tap this little vessel mirror on the shoulder and say, we have a message for the people here. To present it in a way that they may not be able to hear it in any other way. Because we work in your heart. That's why when we come before you, your heart opens up, so the waterworks start, or you stop breathing, or you connect with that energy, and as you connect with that energy, what else happens? Sometimes people pass gas.
And they get all worried about it. And you know what happens then? Then our little melon does. Just to make them feel better. Little melon is rolling her eyes. So it's time for you to be quiet. But you see, sometimes you get just a bit too serious. Yes? And when you laugh, what happens?
Your energy.
Your heart opens.
Yes.
And when your heart opens, your guides can come in and do whatever is necessary to help you, to honor you, to be with you, to have you, to hold you. Our mission was simple when we arrived here. Our vessel Marilyn is an activator. And we are magnifying that activation energy. And our job is to make each person that we connect with know what it feels like to be held in pure, unconditional love. Simple, eh? And that is it. If everyone in the world could feel that and know that they have one heart that is a blessing to the world, and they have one head that is a blessing to the world, and they have one hand that is indeed a blessing to the world, how powerful would that be? You are a blessing to the world. You know this. As with your teaching, your communication, you honor those that are listening. You honor them by your vast knowledge and your willingness to be vulnerable. And you do the same. By your vast knowledge and your willingness to be vulnerable. Instead of concluding with the seven light swords of light, we're just going to play you a song.